coronavirus, all things for good. In the British patriotic World War I song entitled Keep the Home Fires Burning, there's a famous refrain that says, there's a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. Against the dark backdrop of a terrible war, followed by the Spanish flu worldwide pandemic, that saying became widely circulated and provided hope for millions. In fact, it's still loosely quoted today whenever you hear someone say, every dark cloud has a silver lining. However, there's a far superior saying to this one, written by the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:28, which says that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. What this means is that everything that affects our lives and our world, however seemingly tragic or harmful, is redeemable by God and is fulfilling His good plan and purpose for our lives, despite the darkness, pain, and even losses. Even though we have a long way to go in this war that we're presently fighting, I think some brightness is already shining through the dark cloud that we can be thankful for, namely, greater gratitude and thanksgiving by many for all of God's gifts that have previously been taken for granted, an intensified focus on family as the basic unit of society and the place where we are best known and cared for, heightened compassion and caring for the special needs of elderly and disabled citizens, and maybe even some national unity and solidarity in a common cause versus the polarization and division that has characterized us for so long. Is it not already apparent in some ways that there may be a silver lining to this dark cloud, and that in fact all things are working together for good?